This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
The pride of Sac State is here. It's intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning, everyone.
About 10 minutes ago, he found these facts from the internet and he shares them with you for Did You Know with intern Kevin. What do you got for us today?
Did you know cul-de-sac literally translate to butt of the bag in French?
Okay, cul-de-sac. Oh, okay. Cul-de-sac.
The little round things, yeah, that there's no exit out of one way.
Okay. Is that how, if no one knew what a cul-de-sac was, because sometimes that feels kind of like an older term anyway. Most people just say in the court.
Oh, yeah.
How would you describe a cul-de-sac?
The dead end that only has one way out.
I Googled butt of the bag.
Oh, God.
And what came up was Urban Dictionary.
Oh, boy.
For the definition of butt bag. It's defined as a stupid, obnoxious, and otherwise contemptible person. Example, that guy just cut the line. What a butt bag.
Which also, stupid and obnoxious is what most people would call a cul-de-sac.
Right.
Really,
why?
Because you get there and you're like, I didn't know this was a cul-de-sac. Beth, turn this car around.
It's true. The only people who like cul-de-sacs are the people who live on a cul-de-sac.
100%.
I don't think there's any reason to dislike a cul-de-sac.
They get in the way.
Yeah.
And I think what we should do is stop calling them courts or cul-de-sacs and start calling them butt bags.
Now,
I 100% agree.
I live on a butt bag. Mm-hmm. If you live on a cul-de-sac, I want you to start telling people it's great. Real estate agents, say, good news, potential buyer.
Yeah.
It's in a butt bag.
Right. Kids, if you're listening, if you live in a cul-de-sac, you can now, you have our, yep, permission to call it a butt bag.
You know what? On top of that, I want hashtag butt bag to trend today.
Yeah, great. I love that idea.
Let's make it happen on the local Sacramento level.
God.
All right. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know there are now more than 7,400 breweries in the United States? In 1979, there were only 90.
I'm going to say, I feel like breweries need to just calm down a little bit.
Yeah, there's never been a time on this show where we've all agreed more with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand not only the brewery movement, but the craft beer movement of like, let's try to out-hop each other. Let's make disgusting swill called sours. Let's infuse all different kinds of fruit into our beer.
Yeah.
Beer's beer.
Right.
And I don't know why we had to go and muck it up.
Muck it up.
What,
yeah,
a butt bag.
Now, what is worse, breweries or home brewers?
Some breweries are fun. Their beer might suck, but they are fun places. There's usually like a little fun courtyard.
Yeah, that's right.
They got a food truck. They have party lights and cornhole, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
You're all the same.
Yeah.
So that's, that's not terrible.
Okay.
So I guess I got to go with the homebrew guy.
Mm.
I mean, all you're doing is stinking your house up.
Yeah, and then forcing it on your friends.
Right.
Oh, hey, I just made this six pack for you.
Yeah.
Right. You know what you think.
Just give it a day, and then you got to hear the science, yep, behind it.
Right.
And then they want you to drink it in front of them.
Oh,
right.
That's what I mean.
Then you have to say,
mm-hmm. Oh, I will not.
Oh, what is that? Oh, I always wish there was beef jerky flavored beer.
Well done.
Okay, I do think we're taking the clapping a little far.
Never. Not far enough yet.
All right, did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know it takes about 2.5 pounds of grapes just to make one bottle of wine?
There, don't you feel bad,
wow,
now, Katie?
Drinking all that grapes.
Poor grapes.
No, I don't. Why would I feel bad? They're much, much heavier than you realize. So 2.5 pounds of grapes, not as much as you're thinking. Grapes are pretty heavy, guys.
I think she's being a little insensitive toward the lives, yeah, of the grapes. All right, listen, our thoughts and prayers,
oh,
with,
God,
the grapes during this difficult time.
Why are you playing, sure, this song? That doesn't,
because,
make any
sense. Because it's for America!
And, oh, they gave their life for you!
Yeah.
Wait, what about, like, European wines?
What about European wines?
What about European grapes that go into European
wines? That's not what we're talking about.
We're not concerned with them.
Wow.
This is America. We're concerned with American grape lives.
Right.
Wow.
Grape lives matter.
Yes, they do.
And you want to say a few words? The song's almost over.
Thank you for gathering here today on behalf of all the grapes, the red ones, the green ones, and the green ones.
Oh, okay.
And
may we never forget.
May we never forget how they have brought us so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
Bravely sacrificed themselves and their lives and themselves to make wine for middle-aged women.
Excuse me.
In the suburbs.
I am not middle-aged.
To consume on a hot summer day.
Or a cold one. Oh, I hope this clapping stops soon.
USA! USA! USA!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.